Welcome to Gunslingers, WKTN's NFL podcast. We're live from the Dennis Beverly Podcast Studio. I'm one of your hosts, Brennan Byrne, here with A.R. Boyd.
Welcome. We are now in week 7 of the NFL season. It's flying by already.
Truly.
And I don't like it. But I love it. I mean, I love watching the games, but it just needs to slow down a little bit before we get to that time of the year where there's no football. It's my only concern.
We need to... there really needs to be a watchable development league that takes place in the offseason.
100%. Hopefully the Rocks league he bought there. What was it? The XFL?
Yeah.
What did he buy? Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I think that's supposed to be like an NBA G League, but NFL type system they got.
Is that coming back this year?
I think it's next year.
Next year?
2023, it's implementing.
If the Rock's involved, it has to.
It has to work out. Right? You know, it has to. He works harder than anyone else. But did you want to, let's highlight some stats, some NFL leaders through 6 weeks.
Where do you want to start?
Let's go offensive. We'll go offensive and we'll go defensive.
Okay.
I guess passing leaders, top five. No one, I guess number two is kind of a surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the same. I was like, not really any surprise. Oh, wait a minute.
At number five in passing leaders through 6 weeks, we got Tom Brady with 1,652. Which is pretty surprising. He's had a lot of wide receivers hurt this year too, and he has not played great.
Yeah, it is. It's not surprising because it's Tom Brady, but it is a little surprising because their offense has been not great.
Mm-hmm. Their defense has really led them to all their victories so far. Then number four, Justin Herbert with 1,716, and this man is out there doing it with broken ribs and all.
Don't give him too much credit. It's rib cartilage. It's a little bit different.
A little different.
No,
it's
still impressive.
Not as painful. Then number three, Patrick Mahomes with 1,736, which, Patrick Mahomes, I expect him to be in the top five every year at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Then number two, our surprise of the list, Matt Ryan with 1,765. He can thank most of those yardage, not most of it, but a lot of it to his last game where he threw for almost like 350.
With 58 pass attempts.
Yeah, that's insane.
Would not have expected to see almost 40-year-old Matt Ryan.
No, but that last game, it was Matty Ice time. It was in his MVP season.
I want to take a look at... we have to go.
Number one, Josh Allen with 1,980, almost 2,000. Not a surprise there. He lets that thing fly. He's a gunslinger.
330 yards a game.
Yeah, that's impressive.
98-yard long for... That's crazy.
That's insane.
I want to take a look at, let's go a little bit outside the top five.
Mm-hmm.
6, 7, and 8 are Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford, and Jalen Hurts. A little bit surprised to see Hurts all the way up there.
Yeah, that is.
He's improved his passing quite a bit this year.
Big time. That scheme they got going for him, too. I would love to have that offensive scheme for the Bears and Justin Fields, but we don't have the coaches that are smart.
I have a lot of complaints about how they are handling that offense.
Mm. Russell Wilson is ahead of Aaron Rodgers in yardage.
Would not have expected to see that
.
Because they have been terrible. But the Packers haven't been good on offense either. So.
No, not at all.
Go to the rushing leaders now.
Rushing leaders, I'll let you take that one away.
I'm going to start at the top because number five is impressive. So number one, Nick Chubb, 649 yards. He's been a monster. I think I saw a stat that he would be the fifth or sixth leading rusher with just yards after contact.
Which is very impressive because they have Kareem Hunt, too, and it's not like he just gets the full load of the carries.
He does not get the type of carries that a normal bell cow back would. If he was in Tennessee, he would have...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I don't even want to think how many carries he'd have. Saquon Barkley, number two, 616. What a return for him this year.
Yeah, I counted him off. I wrote him off for sure after his last injury, and he's... totally bounced back and proved everyone wrong.
And those two in the 600s, nobody else has hit 500 yet. Number three is Josh Jacobs, 490.
This is a prove-it year for him, contract year. He did not get his fourth or fifth year picked up.
I don't think I caught that. They didn't pick up his fifth year?
They did not, no. And they drafted that Zamir White from Georgia as well. So I don't know if he'll be a Raider next year.
Future Detroit Lion Josh Jacobs.
It could be. He's running for it.
Number four, Miles Sanders, 485. It's nice to see them relying on him. They didn't like to give him the ball the first half of last year.
Yeah, that was crazy. Hopefully he stays healthy. He's just one of those ones that start to get going throughout the year, then he suffers an injury that sets him back for the rest of the year.
And then number five, a quarterback. I'm sure you could guess which one, Lamar Jackson.
Surprising, but not surprising because it's Lamar Jackson. It's crazy that the quarterback's in top five in rushing.
Already at 451 yards, too. That's
insane. And the next quarterback on the list, I believe, is... Yeah, it's Justin Fields.
Really?
And that's
Hurts is just above him.
Oh, yes. Jalen Hurts at 27. Fields at 30, running for his life.
And then Josh Allen there at 34. Ahead of Devin Singletary, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, David Montgomery, some starting running backs.
Yeah, those are three starters.
David Montgomery was out a game or two, right?
Yeah, still, he hasn't been the best running back on our team this year anyway.
Is it... I've heard some Khalil Herbert hot takes that maybe it's not Montgomery's fault, but maybe Herbert just fits the system.
It's not Montgomery's fault. He's a good running back. It's just, for whatever reason, he cannot get past the line of scrimmage, but Herbert can, and... It just shows when you watch the game. It's like
Tyreek. So just not have that initial burst.
Yeah, it takes him a little bit to get built up. Then he can break tackles. It's just he can't get through that line of scrimmage very often.
You want to take the receiving leaders?
Yes, receiving. We have two Dolphins in the top five. Number five, the first Dolphin, is Jalen Waddle with 533 receiving yards. And that's impressive with their quarterback being out like the last 2 to 3 weeks.
And he's had some... drop issues. So I'm a little surprised to see him there, but I guess not because their passing game has been pretty good.
Oh yeah. Then number four, Cooper Kupp with 607.
I'm surprised he's this low because it seems like Matthew Stafford only throws to him.
Oh yeah, he has to average at least 10 targets a game for sure. Probably 10 receptions. Then number three, we got Justin Jefferson for the Minnesota Vikings with 654. Who I actually thought would have been number one.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to see him there. He did have,
I guess he had a couple
that like 13-yard game against the Lions.
Yeah, he had a couple slow games.
Weighed him down
there
a bit.
Then number two, Stephon Diggs, 656. Him and Josh Allen just have a great connection now. It's like they're on the same page. It's almost, it's not Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams level, but it's in the process of getting to that connection level.
With those two guys next to each other, is the Stephon Diggs trade the best trade in NFL history? Because it worked out so well for both teams.
If the Bills can get a Super Bowl, I would say yes.
And then, I mean, of course, Justin Jefferson. I think he's the best wide receiver in the league. And then Stephon Diggs has been so good with the Bills. So
yeah, I agree. The number one, the other Miami Dolphin, Tyreek Hill with 701. He has not lost a step since leaving Kansas City.
He is on pace to break Calvin Johnson's record. We'll see if it happens. I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get it. I don't think he'll get it. He shouldn't. He doesn't deserve it.
No.
All right, then we'll switch over to a couple of the big defensive stats. For tackles, we got our number one leader, a little bit of a surprise, Zaire Franklin from Indianapolis. I'm not 100% aware of this guy. I'm guessing he's a defensive tackle, maybe? Maybe linebacker? I don't know.
I believe he's a linebacker, and I only know his name because he and Jamal Williams got into it at the Lions-Colts joint practice in the offseason.
Oh, that was that video that went viral?
Yes, they had a little bit of a back and forth on Twitter. I believe that was Zaire Franklin.
Okay. And then also tied for number one, coming in at number two, co-number one, is Roquan Smith, the Chicago Bears, our middle linebacker. Go Roquan. He's trying to get paid.
They really have to hang on to him.
Either, if they don't hang on to him, we need to trade him before the deadline. You can't just let that kind of player walk. No. Yeah. Then number three, Jordan Brooks, taking over the main linebacking roles for Bobby Wagner in Seattle with 65 tackles. I like Jordan Brooks. He played at Texas Tech. He's strictly a run tackler. Not great in coverage, but good tackler. Number four, old CJ Mosley for the Jets.
I was very surprised to see his name there.
Oh, I know. It feels like he got traded to the Jets like 4 years ago. In like the first 2 years, I swear he got hurt and never played for the Jets. Now he's out. He's coming out. Number five, Cole Holcomb from Washington. This dude's got the best mullet in the NFL. His swag is very, very nice for a white guy in the NFL. And he can tackle, so that's a win-win. I always love tackling linebackers.
I want to point out that two Jags are in the top 10, and one of them a rookie, Devin Lloyd, at 9.
From Utah, I believe. Yeah, he's been doing good. He's been outperforming his rookie mate there on the defensive side, Trevon Walker.
They've They have a lot of young talent. I'm interested to see them in the next couple of years.
Yeah, they can get it clicking on offense in the next year. They could make another surprising playoff run like that Blake Bortles team.
The boat.
Then I'll let you take the next defensive stat because mine.
We'll move on to sacks. Some surprises here. Actually, only one really. Coming in. Wait a minute. I just realized this really isn't a top five because there are four guys tied at the same number for number two. So tied at number two, we have Matthew Judon, Max Crosby, Khalil Mack, and Von Miller all at six.
That goes farther too. We got...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got, okay. I think. Hold on, where's Sacks at?
Oh, yep. Yes, yep. You are correct.
We got Micah Parsons as well.
And Rashawn Gary.
Rashawn Gary and Nick Bosa.
Wow. Okay, so a lot of guys tied at six, and then... The one that surprised me, I could not believe this. Alex Highsmith with 6.5 standing alone at one.
He's your leader for sacks. Yeah, that is very surprising with a list that includes Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Max Crosby right behind you, including Micah Parsons and all those beasts. I'm surprised by Von Miller. He's like, what, 35 almost, 34, and he's been dominating this year for Buffalo. Like, he's caused so many quarterback pressures and hurries and like six sacks to throw in. He's been going crazy.
Basically won them the game against the Chiefs.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I thought Von Miller was done after Denver, but look at him.
That was a great game for narratives.
Oh, it was.
Defense could not stop the Chiefs at all in the playoffs, and then Von Miller comes in and does his thing. Regular season game, though. I hope we see them in play again.
Mm-hmm. Hats off to him. Then interceptions. For our number one, we got two guys with four interceptions. Jordan Poirier of the Buffalo Bills and Tyreek Woolen of Seattle.
A rookie
breakout year. I'm sure his Madden rating has gone up a lot for having four interceptions. Then number three, a.k.a. two, we got two guys tied, or a couple guys tied with three interceptions. We got Darius Slay for the Eagles, Von Bell of the Bengals, and Eddie Jackson of the Bears.
That one actually goes down a little bit. As well, Marcus Williams, Minka Fitzpatrick, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson all tied there as well. Mm.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson had two in his last, I think two in one game.
Darius Slay did that as well, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, the Saints, we need to talk about the Saints a little bit because they let two of those guys go. They just let Marcus Williams go for nothing. Traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson for peanuts.
Yeah, not much at all.
Their secondary is not good. Saints fans are losing their minds over Tyrann Mathieu, saying he does not fit or doesn't want to play, basically, to making business decisions, I've seen a lot of them say.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
they made some bad decisions, I think.
I mean, I think we both had this team as like a top five defense going into the
year. Yes, I thought they would be fine again.
Yeah, 100%. They had everything on paper look good, but then they traded away some of their cornerbacks, and the Honey Badger has not been playing like the Honey Badger.
He's older, man.
He's in LSU. He's getting that home cooking. He's home. Probably not 100% focused on football with his current QB situation.
And then maybe it's just a bad idea to let two elite players go for virtually nothing.
Oh, I agree with that. 100%. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing. Saints are in a little bit of a rebuild mode, I would say.
Still somehow hanging around in that division, though, with...
I think they'll finish number three. They'll finish third in that division, though. I think Atlanta might finish first.
I would love to see that. I would love to see the Arthur Smith-led Falcons in the playoffs.
Yes, well, I guess let's go into our Week 7 picks.
Well, we'll start with the Saints. Saints-Cardinals playing later today.
Yes, Thursday night matchup. Hopefully this is a good Thursday night game. We've been crucified with the last couple that have not been great. But
it's been brutal. Big Ten football.
Brutal. 100%, yes. I'm going to take the Cardinals. They get DeVonte Hopkins back today. They'll be able to get the deep passes going a little bit more, and hopefully the offense can stay more consistent and not just have to have that fourth quarter push.
I'm sure everybody has heard this stat by now, but the Cardinals have not won a home game since Week 7 of last year when they were 7-0.
Oof. That's rough.
I'm not sure this is the time they're going to get it. New Call of Duty's come out. You know, the campaign for Modern Warfare 2 is available. I'm sure Kyler's well aware of that.
Oh, yeah. I might be a little distracted. Didn't get his 4 hours of extra study time in.
I think the offense has looked better with Andy Dalton, which I can't believe I'm saying that for the Saints. I'm going to pick the Saints in this one, I think.
You're picking the Saints? All right. I'm going to take the Cardinals. And they just got Robbie Anderson in a trade as well. After Robbie Anderson blew up on his wide receiver coach, got kicked out of a game and screamed, I want to trade. And he got it. Attaboy, Robbie.
That's all you have to do.
Our next game, we have the Atlanta Falcons and the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think this is honestly going to be one of the best games on this Sunday slate. I think it's going to be a scrappy, dynamic, fun game to watch. Both offenses are fun in different ways. Cincinnati's got the passing game, and Atlanta's got just I don't know. Marcus Mariota's kind of fun to watch. He'll run it, or he'll throw some crazy passes that'll either be awesome catches or just nasty interceptions.
He's been in the league for, almost a decade now?
Yeah, him and Jameis.
And it seems like he's just now becoming the player we thought we were going to see when he came out of college.
Yeah, he's playing like Heisman Mariota.
And the Bengals offense has finally started to heat up again, I think.
Thankfully.
Doing interesting things with Ja'Marr Chase, finally.
Hopefully Joe Burrow keeps it going, because he may or may not be my starting quarterback for fantasy.
He, in an interview this week, he kind of hinted that he had his appendix out and that he wasn't 100% after the surgery, and he's getting back to that now. So I think we're going to see him really start to hit his stride.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take a while to get comfortable after a gut surgery to take hits as well in that rotation.
I think I'm
going to
take the Bengals in this one just because they're at home. But it's going to be a fun one to watch.
It is. You know what? I'll take Atlanta.
I like that.
Next one, we got your Detroit Tigers. Detroit Lions.
They might be better at football. The Tigers might be better at football than the Lions. I don't know.
The Lions against the Dallas Cowboys with Dak more than likely returning.
Yeah, I'm just going to get ahead of this one. I'm taking the Cowboys.
I was also going to take the Cowboys.
I
wouldn't be surprised if Detroit shocked and won, but I just don't have faith in their defense right now, so I'm going Cowboys.
I didn't think that I would be mad at the Lions during the bye week, but I was sitting at home, and I was watching the Jets and the Giants win football games, and I think the Jets have a lot of interesting talent.
They do.
The Giants, I do not think, are a more talented team than the Lions.
No, they're just better coach. They just got a better system.
It's just coaching actually makes a difference, and I have not seen.
Yeah, Giants got one of the worst rosters, I would say. The Giants, they don't have any those big name players. They just got guys that play hard, and they got a good scheme.
Yeah, coming into the year, I thought they would have one of the worst defenses in football. They really didn't have any names there.
Mm.
And they're just performing better than the names that they have on the roster.
100%. Next game, we got the Colts of Indianapolis going to Tennessee to take on the Titans.
I don't know how to pick this game.
I would say Tennessee would win, but I'm going to take the Colts, and I think Matty Ice keeps it going for this week at least.
I think I'm going to just pick that as well, just because I would like to see that happen. It does seem like Tennessee always finds ways to win games when they shouldn't,
especially at home too.
But I'm not necessarily, I guess I can't say that they shouldn't win this game.
I'd have to watch like the first quarter, and if Derrick Henry's going off, then it's a Titan game. But if not, yeah, Colts got this.
Jonathan Taylor should be back, right?
I have not heard any updates, to be honest.
I think he's going to be back. If he's back, I'll take the Colts. If he's not back, I'll switch that to Tennessee.
Okay. Then we got the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Commanders that are going to be led by Taylor Heineke. Who do you got? Who you feeling?
I'm taking the Commanders.
I'm also going to take the Commanders, and this is probably going to mean that Green Bay is going to stomp them.
Yep.
But that's, you know what? Might as well. I'm going to go Heineke. Green Bay's looking like garbage for the first time in years, but they'll probably hit their stride at some point.
I think Heineke, he's not a good quarterback, really.
He just brings the energy.
Yes. I was going to say that he's going to bring some juice that Carson Wentz was not bringing. He's going to air it out a little bit more. He's just going to throw it up, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think people like Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think, yes, you're right about that. His teammates are going to want to play for Heineke more than they wanted to play for Wentz, I think.
Yes, I agree. Then we have Tampa Bay versus the Carolina Panthers. And Carolina's a complete just garbage can dumpster fire this year. They just need to trade all their good players, hit the reset button, start her over next year. I got Tampa Bay.
I have Tampa Bay as well. This is a perfect get-right game for them.
100%. They need to win, I would say, by at least 10 points. To feel good. Then the Giants against Jacksonville. This could be a good close game, I think. I think this could be a 3-point decider, and I'm going to take Jacksonville. I think this is going to be a Giants letdown game.
I'm just going to keep riding with the Giants until they let me down at this point.
I know. I'm kind of doing the opposite. I'm keep
just keep picking against them. Yeah. Eventually, you will be right. 100%. They do have to have a downward slide at some point,
right? Just based on what we said, they just don't have the talent. It's crazy. I don't know. Hopefully, they keep winning. You know, when the Giants are good, it's good for the NFL.
If they win this game, though, their next game, Seattle. After that, the Texans and then the Lions before they play the Cowboys. So they could go on a major run.
Yeah,
here.
They could only have 1 to 2 losses in that stretch. That would be huge for them. That would almost guarantee a playoff spot. That would.
And then Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year, has to be.
Oh, yeah, unless Sirianni goes undefeated. Then we got the Cleveland Browns going to Baltimore to play the Ravens. Both teams do not know how to finish games and win this year.
This should be an interesting one.
So I'm just going to go based on quarterback play, and I'm going to take Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
I'll do the same. Baltimore has been very odd.
Very weird.
The story since Lamar has gotten there is they have to have a lead. They can only play with a lead, basically, with their play style.
Yeah.
And now they have 3 10-point or more leads blown already.
In the second half, yeah.
I cannot figure them out.
It's so weird. It's weird to see them having a weird coaching year, and same with Pittsburgh. Even though they just beat Tampa Bay, it's kind of weird to see Harbaugh and Tomlin kind of having off seasons.
And also, Lamar, through 2.5 quarters, he'll look like an MVP.
Yeah, but then he just misses some of the most wide-open throws.
Or fumble, interception. It's
rough. It's rough, but you just got to say to yourself, it's Lamar Jackson. He's explosive. That's what I tell myself with Justin Fields, and that's not even comparable on the same level of talent.
And I cannot believe how bad the Browns' defense has been. It should not be as bad as it's been.
No. They got guys on the line. The only weak spot I would say the Browns should have is their linebackers. They don't have huge name linebackers besides that one young kid they just drafted. It's pretty good.
Jock.
Yeah.
We'll just call him Jock because I don't want to embarrass myself saying his full name.
Then our next game, we got the Jets taking on the Broncos. And I'm going to take the Broncos. I think they got a great defense, and I don't think the Jets are going to be able to move the ball on their defense. And I think Denver will score enough points to win. Let's just say that.
I'm going to pick the Jets. I like the momentum they're building. I want to see them continue it. Well, you are right. That Denver defense is stifling.
It's crazy good. It's a shame how bad their offense is, really. Then Houston Texans at the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, in theory, Las Vegas should win this game easily. But the way they've played this year and the way they've looked, I'm guessing it's going to be a close game. But I'm still going to take the Raiders.
They have one win, right?
At least one win. Because I think they had a bye.
For some reason, I still think they're good.
Same.
I have to take them.
Yep, same here. Ooh, this next game, I think this next game is going to be good. Seattle versus the Chargers. I don't know how Seattle's winning, and I don't know what's going on with Geno Smith. Congrats to him. He found his special Gatorade, his secret stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what? I might actually – No, I'm going to take the Chargers. Never mind. It's enticing, but Chargers.
I want to take the Chargers. I am a secret Chargers fan.
Mm-hmm. Don't blame you.
But I think I might have to take Seattle just because I feel like I owe them an apology. I came into the season shitting on them heavily.
Yep.
I thought they were idiots for choosing Pete Carroll over Russell Wilson. It seems like maybe that was the right choice.
Seems like a genius move at the moment.
I said that they were a rebuilding team that didn't know they were rebuilding, and now they have, I still think
they are.
5 rookies starting on defense.
Yeah, they're.
And one of them might be rookie of the year in Tariq Woolen. So I apologize. And just for that, I'm going to pick them to beat the Chargers.
It's kind of like the Giants. They don't got a lot of talent. They got more than the Giants for sure. But they're just playing good together. So you're going Seahawks, and I'll take the Chargers. Next game, 425 game, the second one. Kansas City and San Francisco 49ers at San Fran. I'm pretty sure Bosa's hurt, or is that that's his brother. Joey Bosa's hurt, not Nick Bosa. Scratch that, but I'm still going to go Kansas City. They're going to have to get a win back to try to get that top seed in the AFC, and I don't see.
I think they're pretty clearly the better team. The Niners' defense is great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chiefs as well.
Chiefs as well. Smart, smart. It will probably backfire on us, though. Next game.
For sure.
Oh, this is a Sunday night game. Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Miami Dolphins. Hopefully, Tua's back so we can at least watch one halfway decent offense.
I understand that it's Pittsburgh. I don't know how this snuck into a primetime spot.
I have no clue.
I do not understand this at all.
There's no history between this matchup, and Big Ben's gone. I don't know how. Who's going to be starting? Is it going to be Kenny Pickett, or is it going to be Mitch?
I
know Kenny got hurt or something, and Mitch led him to that W.
I think if Pickett's available him. And you want Mitch to start, you still have to start Kenny because Mitch can just bring that juice off the bench. You know, he's a relief pitcher.
Hey, he's got to take it. But, yes, I'm going to take Miami in this game. The Dolphins.
I'll take them as well if Tua's playing. If Tua's not playing, I think it could just be a Mike Tomlin finds a way to win a game that they shouldn't.
If Kenny Pickett gets hurt and Mitch comes in the game, though, automatic switch to Pittsburgh, my pick.
Yeah.
That's just the game it's changer. Gotta be. Off the bench, Mitch is a game changer.
He is one of those guys that is... He's a good backup.
He's a good backup.
He should be happy with that, and he'll have a long career in the NFL.
Yeah, just take the Chase Daniel route and make dumb millions. Sign
me
snaps,
up for that.
Right? Oh, then another brutal primetime game for me. I could have watched the Chicago Bears go to New England and get dominated. That's what I'm guessing. Billy Zappi's going to throw for like 350 yards on us. And we're going to have like 110 passing yards and 67 rushing yards. That's the stats for the Bears. Bears lose by 10.
I think there was a report that came out today that Mac Jones's job is not up for grabs. But if Zappe has another incredible game,
yeah, if he blows
hard
up.
It'd be hard to sit him down, right?
Oh, 100%. Especially if he throws for 300 yards again and on a Monday night primetime game and you win easily, I don't see why you would go back to Mac Jones right away.
It seems like I don't think Mac Jones is bad.
No, I just don't think he has the talent or ceiling that Billy Zappe has. Like, you know, Mac Jones is ceiling. He's going to do what he does.
Zappe just has much better arm talent.
Yeah, and he's got more flair to it, and it's just, I don't know, he just seems more smooth out there. Jones is like, it's kind of like robotic.
And a better name.
Yeah, way better name. Way better. Could sell merch. That is our last game. Bears. My Bears are not going to do good. I'm just hoping for a top five pick this year in the draft.
It's unfortunate that I think two of the three best teams in the league are on a bye this week. We'll have to survive.
Yeah, I would say four of the top 10 teams. I don't know. Maybe not the Rams. Rams might not be top 10 right now, but yeah, Bills, Rams, Vikings, and Eagles all on byes.
Well, does that do it?
That does it. That's our week 7 picks.
Thank you for listening to Gunslingers. We'll be back next week. We'll actually be back next week. I know I said that like 4 weeks ago or whatever it was.
And sometimes life happens. We'll be back. You'll listen. You'll love it. Bear down.
I'm not saying one pride.